The following show contains language not suitable for young listeners or squeers.
Welcome to Tikona Waiatapai, our second show, our top 10 songs coming from the Hum 106.7 FM and Hamilton Underground Press.
I'm Phil Gray from the Hum 106.7.
And I'm Ian from from HUP. And we don't have Rob with us today, unfortunately.
He's like that unrequired third wheel on a bicycle. Rob, unfortunately, on the other side of the world, but had some input into this month's selections of top 10 new New Zealand releases as featured across the airwaves at the Hum 106.7.
Yeah, I think we're going to miss his stories relating songs to British TV shows from the 70s and 80s.
Maybe we'll get more of that in the November episode. But this one, October 2018, Te Kau Nā Waiatapai. Let's start with Te Kau. Number 10 on this month's countdown is one from a new and young band, in fact, described as youthful pop-punk duo. They are called Fruit Juice Parade. They're releasing an album on the 5th of October. That's via their Bandcamp, fruitjuiceparade.bandcamp.com. We've got a pre-release track. This one's called Legislation, Fruit Juice Parade. Te Kau Nā Waiatapai, the top 10 countdown for this month, thanks to the Hum 106.7 and Hamilton Underground Press. That was number 10, Fruit Juice Parade Legislation. Now they're out on an all-ages tour all through October, but bypassing Hamilton.
Yeah, doing at least a couple of shows in Palmerston North, where they're from. And that, as you said, is coming from an upcoming EP called The More You Don't Know, The Less You Know, which I think is kind of a mishmash of the whole saying that the more you know, the less you realize you know. I guess, I don't know, I think that's where it's coming from anyway. But that duo there, both of them still at school, both at Palmerston North Girls High School. They won the first place in the Manawatū Smoke-Free Rock Quest earlier this year, but I don't think they went on to the finals as far as I could tell.
Been in touch with them in the last few days. They will have those new tracks to us ASAP, so you'll be hearing them across the Hum.
All right, so next up then we have what we think is pronounced Les Baxters with a song called Toshi.
Toshi 2, I think this
one is. Oh, Toshi 2, you're right, yeah. It is Toshi 2.
So this is one off the Christchurch compilation called Sickest Smashes from Arson City. We had a couple of tracks off that in our debut episode.
We'll be right back.
Ko Ngā Waiata Pai. That was track 9. Les Baxter's Toshi 2 from this band out of Christchurch, 2 years old, described as sci-fi doom beatniks.
Yeah, I'd kind of agree with that. I've written down lo-fi instrumental, sort of sci-fi inspired synth pop is how I kind of saw it.
Don't go much in for synth pop at the hum, but if replace synth with the theremin.
Well, yes. Well, it's a series of keyboards. It's all electronic, I think. But there is a theremin in there. But various keyboards.
If we call it a theremin, then it can be okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Lots of sounds in there. I mean, sci-fi inspired. A lot of those sounds there kind of reminded me of the TARDIS from Doctor Who.
Yeah, they have radio signals and all sorts in tracks that they have. So, Toshi 2 from Les Baxter's great track. Number 9 on this month's countdown, from 10 through to 1, Te Ko Ngā Waiata Pai. Up at number 8.
Tombs, with a song called Black Hands.
That's Tombs, capital T-O-O-M-S, Tombs.
So that was Black Hands by Tombs. And if you look at their Bandcamp, they describe their genre as winecore. So I'm not actually sure what winecore is, but I guess that was it. And that's coming off their self-titled EP, Tombs, coming up pretty soon, I think in early October.
Eight tracks,
a whole album.
EugeneTombs.bandcamp.com is the place.
That's the one.
So Tombs, T-O-O-M-S. Ian, the 21st episode of the first season of American sci-fi television series The X-Files was called Tombs. That's where the name comes from.
Oh, I did not know that.
Te Ko Ngā Waiata Pai, the monthly top 10 on the Home 106.7. Podcast and blog at hamiltonandthegrandpress.com.
Number 7, Cheers Bud and Wilton Carpet. So each of the members, one of the members calls himself Cheers Bud and the other one calls himself Wilton Carpet. And this is their song 5.
Yeah, Cheers Bud and Wilton Carpet out of Christchurch. Their material at cheersbud.bandcamp.com.
Yeah, so Cheers Bud on guitar, Wilton Carpet on drums. Another Christchurch band. Lots of numbers in their releases. So that is from an EP called 2, which has tracks called 4, 6, 5 and 7. And this song, which is called Number 5, is actually track 3. And their previous EP was called 1 and had tracks called 3, 2 and 1. So track 1 was 3, track 2 was 2 and track 3 was 1.
And this is number 7 on our countdown.
Yeah, exactly. So many numbers. We'll be right back.
following song contains lyrics not suitable for young listeners or squares.
Okay, so that was the Joint Chiefs with Those Little Fuckers. And so Joint Chiefs, familiar to us here, although they haven't been around in a little while, but we had them play a couple of times about a year or so ago. I think the last time we had them here was at the first Future City Festival.
2017's Future City Festival.
2017.
Was the last time. Did they play prior to that as well?
They did play one other show that I remember going to here as well. Yeah,
played with Ancient Tapes at some stage too.
I think that sounds right. Yep. Mm. So both of those shows I really enjoyed. I really enjoy the band. Familiar to Hamiltonians as well, because they've got the song Run Down on the 2016 Hamilton Underground Press compilation Life Beneath a Gravel Streak, which is still available.
Ex-Hamilton band members in this band?
One of them, yes, Ben Cole, formerly of Pugnaut from the 90s, and then went on to become the drummer of the Datsuns.
Right, so that was the Joint Chiefs, Those Little Fuckers. You can find more at the-joint-chiefs, so thejointchiefs.bandcamp.com.
Go Now Wire to Pipe, the monthly top 10 on the Home 106.7. Podcast and blog at hamiltonandthegroundpress.com.
Well, we're halfway through, up to number 5. Now, this one enjoyed a successful release at Navarra Lounge during September.
The Changing Same, Just a Boy and a Girl.
So Matthew Bannister's band, sort of a changing lineup in that band, The Changing Same. This time seemed to be more... kind of a more folky sound than what I've heard in the past.
Yeah, it does have a more folky sound. I mean, he does have a new sort of songwriter in there.
Mm.
But actually, this release here was recorded about 2 years ago. So the live band is a little bit different from who was on the recording. So
right.
We still had Stan Jagger, for example, on the recordings of this one.
Matthew Bannister fronting The Changing Same. This track is Just a Boy and a Girl. In at number 5 on this month's Te Kounga Wā Te Pai.
Leaving the whole world behind.
That's the Changing Same local band, fronted by Matthew Bannister, ex-Sneaky Feelings, among many other great New Zealand bands, Just a Boy and a Girl. Takes us to number four on this month's countdown.
So number four, we've got a new one from The Chills, who played here on the 14th of September, the day that this album was released. And this is the title track, Snowbound, from the album Snowbound.
Waiatapai, this month's countdown of new New Zealand music added to the Hum 106.7.
Yeah, so you're just listening to Snowbound by The Chills. So like I mentioned earlier, that was the first time that they played here in 22 years. So they played on the 14th of September. It was a long time. I saw the last time they played here, which from memory I think was at the Hillcrest. But it was a good show the other night. So they played a good mix of new ones and old ones. You got sort of favourites there like Doldrums and Love My Leather Jacket, Wet Blanket, sort of coming in there. First time I'd seen them in a while, and I hadn't actually listened to their last album either, but you know, the songs off this one are sort of, you know, unmistakably The Chills. You know, you could just play me some of these songs, and even if I've never heard them before, I'd know they were The Chills.
Mm. I didn't see them this time, and in fact I think the last time I saw them was about 1990 at the Hillcrest.
Wow. Yeah.
And they were, of course, fantastic. But yes, very much enjoying this new album. And you're right, it is definitively The Chills, and getting really good reviews as well.
It is, yes.
Okay, number three, something quite different to The Chills. This band out of Wellington, a four-piece psychedelic shoegaze band formed in 2017. I like them a lot, getting a lot of airtime on The Hum. Their EP, Transmundane, has just been released, very end of September. That's at earthtozena.bandcamp.com. The band is called Earth to Zena. This is Things That Glow.
Into a room sweating.
Tiko Nga Waiatapai, the monthly countdown of new New Zealand material as broadcast across Hamilton via 106.7. The Hum, supported by Hamilton Underground Press. The Hum, of course, streamed globally as well. Just find us on our Facebook page, The Hum 106.7. Number two on our countdown, this band out of Wellington described themselves as garage surf. I'm not sure I see that, but I like the band very, very much. They're gigging around, launching their new album. Also, some gigs in Melbourne in November coming up. The band seems to be made up of most of the staff of Wellington Access Radio. This is Tidal Rave. Find them at tidalravenz.bandcamp.com. The track FOMO.
Strangers tomorrow, and I don't even like.
So the pointy end, number one in this month's countdown.
Yeah, so probably the highlight of this year's Hamilton Circle Jerk for me, this band. So they're the Hollow Grinders, and this is from a new album, but basically it was recorded about 4 years ago, and they've just taken a little bit of time to get this out.
Surf and Taniwha, name of the album. So the Hollow Grinders have been around for 20-odd years.
Perennials.
Mature musicians on the Hamilton music scene. So the Hollow Grinders' Dig Chicks was their debut. That was a long time ago now. And then they had a 7-inch Bradley's Dunny Crouch as well. But now new material, full album, Surf and Taniwha, out on CD. Buy it if you see it.
Yeah, should be out by the time you listen to us.
Launch gig at Navarra Lounge too. So, Hollow Grinders, Torture Convention, number one on this month's Te Kau Ngā Waiatapai. Thanks, Ian, for coming in again.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
We'll have Rob back for next month's episode of Te Kau Ngā Waiatapai, which will be fantastic. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed the show.